Hi, Daily Dose people. My name is Dave Anz, one of the pastors here at North Coast. And one of the great things about what God gives us the opportunity to do as followers of Jesus is to make an impact on others in a small but significant way. And the Proverbs that just jumps in my mind, it reminds me of this, is Proverbs 3:27. And here's what it says: do not withhold good from those to whom it is due when it is in your power to act. Isn't that a powerful verse? It's like, and it's a great reminder for me. It says, hey Dave, when you've got the power to do this, make sure you do it. Now one of the things that happens is, well, what do you mean my power to act? And what is this do good thing? You know, oftentimes we think of influence and doing good has to do with either a position or giftedness or even finances. Well, I don't have enough to do good. And if that's what you're thinking, those things can have influence, but that's a really small picture of it. And that's actually what the enemy wants you to think is, well, that's what it takes. What God wants you to know, wants me to know, is that you can do this and make a difference in people's lives. You know, Proverbs goes on to give some examples of that. Proverbs 15:1 says, a gentle answer turns away wrath. That's power. I mean, a soft word, not an engaging, fighting word, but a soft word can make all the difference. That's doing good. That's that opportunity to jump in and help silence the moment or quiet the moment to be able to really dig into what's going on. Another Proverbs 15:30 says, good news gives health to the bones. Some version says, puts fat on the bones. And I love that. Some of you are like, wait, what are you talking about? Well, it beefs people up, and it fills them up. And isn't that true? You ever have someone that gives you a timely word of encouragement and just makes a difference for your day? Well, that's what God's saying. Don't withhold that when you have the opportunity to do that. You go, well, Dave, that's flattery. No, that's not flattery. Flattery is when you compliment someone and want to get something back from them. This is not getting anything back from them. It's just giving to them, doing something good that's going to make a difference. Read a great quote years ago, and I oftentimes use it. And here's what it says: recognition is so easy to do and so inexpensive that there is simply no excuse for not doing it. Isn't that powerful? See, that has nothing to do with status, has nothing to do with finances. It has to do with the opportunity to say, hey, I recognize you. I recognize what you've done. I can go out and help. You go out and help someone and show that they're value. And maybe it's also just listening to someone. It's not even saying so much. It's other than go, hey, I'm here, you. I'm with you. And just remember this, that if you do that day in and day out, week after week, the people around you are going to go, wow, what is that? Why are they able to continue to see those things? And that's when you have opportunity to say, well, you know, someone does that for me every day. It's Jesus. He saved me by grace. And I just want to offer that same grace and that same love and that same encouragement about him believing in me with you, because I believe in you, because God loves you. Hope that encourages you today. Have a great rest of the day and see who you can offer some good to.